Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times.
Well, this is Money FM 89.3. I'm Bernard Lim. Amid the unique backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic, this year's Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020 will look to recognize small and medium-sized enterprises that demonstrate innovation, resilience, and sustainability despite the challenging circumstances. In this 13th year, the awards are jointly organized by the Business Times and OCBC, are held every year to celebrate and recognize emerging businesses with an enterprising mindset. And COVID-19 is putting each business resilience and innovative thinking to the test. And today we speak to Ng Chun Peng. He wants to be known as Chun Peng, who is the Chief Executive Officer, and Alessandra Nardin, the COO, and both of them are co-founders at ImmunoScape. And welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Bernard.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Yeah. Okay, firstly, what is ImmunoScape? What's the services that you guys provide?
Yes, so great to be here, Bernard. The ImmunoScape is working in the space of immune profiling. What does it mean, immune profiling? Nowadays, the immune response is involved in many, many different diseases. And drug pharmaceutical company developing drugs are using the immune response to cure patients. Cure patients from cancer, cure patients from infectious diseases. And they need a better way to see what their drugs is doing to the immune system during treatment, mm-hmm. to pick the right drugs. So ImmunoScape is helping them in very finally profiling and characterizing that kind of immune response and giving them maps, guiding them through the drug development process this way. Mm-hmm. So we are providing service to these pharma companies and biotech companies developing vaccine and immunotherapies to help them take better decision during the development process.
Mm-hmm. Well, before this, you were recognized for groundbreaking work in immuno-oncology. And now ImmunoScape has also contributed to fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. Tell us, how did you join the race to kind of develop a vaccine, Alessandra?
Yeah, so it's true. We started mostly in the space of tumor immunotherapy, but when the SARS-CoV coronavirus epidemic arrived, we very quickly realized that the technology that we are using can be also applied to understanding better what is the natural immune response to the virus, which is key to then develop a vaccine which mimics this natural immune response and give protection. So in March earlier this year, we have pivoted the company and started developing tool to also assessing patients that have been infected with coronavirus. And from this work that we have done together with many institutions, including Johns Hopkins University, we have then developed a way to better measure this immune response. And we are working now with vaccine companies and helping them choosing the best vaccine and helping them assessing essentially whether their vaccine is being effective mm-hmm. or not.
That's Alessandra Nardin, COO and one of the co-founders at ImmunoScape. Let's bring in the CEO right now, Chun Peng. Chun Peng, what are the major challenges with being in the business of addressing the demand for drug discovery?
Thank you, Bernard. And again, thank you for having us on the program. Well, you know, looking at challenges, I would also, while looking at challenges, I also like to look at the opportunities at the same time, right? You know, so if you would say that drug development companies are the F1 drivers, Immunoscape is the one that provide you with the dials, you know, with the speedometer and, you know, figuring out how the car is running, right? As you are developing a drug, you know, you want to know what's going on in the immune system, especially when you're developing immunotherapy. So the opportunity is for us, you know, to provide the right information such that these companies steer the car the right correct way in the design of the clinical trials, and we believe that with better instrumentation or with better information, immunological insights to these companies, they can bring more treatments and therapies, not just into the area of cancer, but also with infectious diseases like COVID and other autoimmune diseases. So we have a special role to play. But these F1 drivers are very demanding. You know, they want things fast, right? You know, they want things really accurate. They want the readings to be very robust. So we serve F1 drivers, and we are privileged to be able to in that global arena, serving the needs patients who require treatments. Personally, I've got an uncle who had stage 4 lung cancer, who is treated with immunotherapy, and now is back to driving his cab. His taxi. So really, this works, you know, but it works for 30% of the patients. 70% still doesn't work. Why? So this is still many uncharted territories. So we still are working with our partners to uncover many of these mysteries in science.
Well, how has the pandemic impacted the company, and how did you manage to cope?
Well, the pandemic impacts everybody, right? You know, and if you can remember those days where the circuit breaker started, there was a little bit of a confusion as to who gets to do what. But we work with Enterprise Singapore and the Ministry of Trade and Industry, and we tell them that we are working on COVID experiments and research, and they allowed us to come back to the lab. And that was a difficult time for my people too. We started a weekly town hall telling them that, look, you know, you're doing this for such a time as this, right? That we are thrusted upon this challenge, and we want to be able to contribute in our little ways. So our people were going to the lab, you know, we made allowances for them to take a taxi for a period of time, when things are a little bit uncertain. But then, you know, we come through with bringing new knowledge, new immunological insights to this space, where later we had a joint project with Johns Hopkins Hospital that we put out in the public space, where we found which are the protein on the coronavirus that is recognized by the body's immune cells, and this is a knowledge that we share, so that the next generation of vaccines could be better designed. So we are privileged to be in that kind of position. But my team, I want to give them special recognition that they went through difficult times, but you know, that has brought us closer together as a company, and I want to pay tribute to them at this moment. Yeah.
Well, how do you think the COVID-19 has changed the biotech ecosystem, and obviously transformed Immunoscape as well?
Right. I think the biotech ecosystem has responded really well globally. The fact that, you know, vaccines that take years to discover is now made available at the shortest possible time, and we are at the cusp of maybe the first generation of vaccines coming into the market very soon, testifies to the fact that the biotech ecosystem has rallied together, solving a global problem. And more specifically here in Singapore, I've seen my colleagues in other biotech companies coming forth with their COVID test kits, you know, and also their own research. I'm very heartened by that, that our investments over the last 20, 30 years in R&D in the biomedical space has not been in vain. I also would like to give tribute to to A-STAR, Agency for Science, Technology and Research, where our company is spun out of, for continuing to invest in R&D, that companies like us contribute to that combat against a global problem like the pandemic that we are facing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're speaking to Chun Ping, who is the Chief Executive Officer, and Alessandra Nardin, who is the COO, and both of them are co-founders at Immunoscape. Well, Immunoscape is planning to expand further geographically. Tell us more, Alessandra, about these future pursuits beyond COVID-19.
Yes, we have been a global company from day one. From the start of the company, we have been collaborating and working with pharma like Genentech, for example, and then afterwards Gilead and others. And we soon realized that most of our market is in the United States. So consequently, we have made plan to expand there, and we started with the business development team, but during the last year, we have succeeded, despite the COVID, to start an operation lab over there in the U.S., specifically in San Diego. So we have now secured a space. We have hired people, and in fact, currently, we have in Singapore two of our new colleagues from San Diego. Mm. They came over for the training. They had to do the 2 weeks stay-home notice.
Okay.
And then now they are free, and then they are learning. They are learning the technology. They are discussing future plans. So we will have a team in San Diego soon doing experiment and being close to these collaborators for discussion and for growth together, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations once again on being nominated for this year's awards, the OCBC Emerging Enterprise Awards. I know it's really a tough competition in there. So throughout this entire nomination process, what have you guys learned and what's next?
Well, what I've learned is to be appreciative of my fellow top 15 awardees, that they come from different spheres and, you know, innovating in wherever they are. And I have a dear friend of mine that runs Skylab, you know, Gary Kwong heads up Skylab as CEO, and I congratulated him. He's one of the 15.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows that, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit is well and alive in this generation of Singaporeans, not just the founding generation, that young people can aspire towards bringing value to society and to community through innovation. Mm-hmm. And having that strong spirit of bringing things to the market. So I appreciate my fellow top 15, and also am humbled by the fact that we just contribute a little bit, everyone, and I think we in totality can make a society a better place. Yeah.
So let's say on the very night itself for the finals for the awards, and if the company wins, what does winning this award actually mean to you?
Well, it is winning not for us, but for the team. And it will be a recognition for the work that the team has done over that period of time. And I know that some of my colleagues have worked late nights into the lab, as I told you just now, during COVID, a difficult situation where we are rushing to work with F1 drivers and tight timelines. Mm-hmm. And making sure that we get it right. So this is really a tribute to them rather than to us. And also, you know, for this little team of people here in Singapore trying to plant a flag globally in our chosen niche, right? And we want to be the best in the world where we operate. And as such, you know, this is hopefully a recognition for what we are trying to do to globalize a small, tiny Singapore company.
Yeah. Plant our small flag in the world.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Well, Chun Ping and Alessandra, thank you so much for your time. And we've been speaking to Chun Ping, the Chief Executive Officer, and Alessandra Nardin, the COO. And both of them are co-founders at Immunoscape, one of the nominees for the Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020. Well, I'm Bernard Lim, and this is Money FM 89.3.
Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times, recognizing business innovation, resilience, and excellence.